USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. At a bond hearing in Chicago, bail was set for $100,000 for Smollett, who was arrested for filing a false police report. North Carolina's State Board of Elections voted Thursday to order a new election in the disputed 9th Congressional District, where no winner was declared in the 2018 midterms amid fraud allegations. Republican congressional candidate Mark Harris says he wished he'd have kept better track of some of the mail-in ballots.
Well, it was surprising that the total had gotten to that. And it was disappointing to me that I had not followed that more closely.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is talking about the latest developments in the investigation into Michigan State University and their handling of the allegations against former Dr. Larry Nassar. Nessel says she hopes Michigan State officials will continue their cooperation looking into the matter.
Now I would say it's time for Michigan State University to do the right thing. Our goal here is to help provide justice and also to provide a sense of security, and that something like this will never and can never happen again.
Israel could become the fourth country to reach the moon Thursday night. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The first Israeli spacecraft built to land on the moon will launch from Cape Canaveral tonight. The Bereshit, which is Hebrew for in the beginning, is a privately funded lander that will be carried on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket for 2 months before an attempted moon landing. The launch is scheduled for 8:45 Eastern time tonight.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Another state is thinking about introducing toll roads on their major interstates. Connecticut Governor Democrat Ned Lamont says toll roads are needed in his state.
I know this idea of tolling just sounds like one more damn tax I'm going to have to pay. And I cannot fix this state unless I fix our transportation system.
Republicans are united against any tolls in Connecticut but are in the minority. A Trump administration official has landed a job at CNN. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Sarah Isger Flores, who served as the Justice Department's leading spokeswoman under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, is joining CNN. She'll become a political editor next month and will coordinate political coverage for the 2020 campaign across all of the network's TV and digital platforms. Sources say it's a brand new position, and she won't be replacing anyone. At CNN, Isger Flores will reportedly not play a role in covering the DOJ, but will occasionally appear on the air analyzing politics. Over the past 2 years, she also served as senior counsel at the Justice Department and had previously served as deputy campaign manager for Carly Fiorina during her failed Republican presidential bid. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Southern Utah residents awakened to several inches of fresh snow this morning, with many roads in the area snow-packed and icy. School was delayed 2 hours today. Residents in Fillmore were awakened by shaking during the strongest earthquake in a series of four above a 3.0 that have struck the region since Friday. A former St. George Police Department Vice Squad supervisor was arrested in Lehigh after a human trafficking sting on Valentine's Day. And from socialism to immigration and President Donald Trump's emergency order, Republican Congressman Chris Stewart drew both jeers and cheers as he spoke to those issues and others during a packed town hall meeting Tuesday night in St. George. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, snow this morning, then rain and snow in the afternoon, 38 today. Rain and snow tonight, 25 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow in the morning, 43 for the high. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Question authority. And when authority answers, Arch One Eyebrow and asks, "Is that so?" The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You might say bomb cyclone is blowing up.
A lot of people are using the term bomb cyclone. Now, I'm told the name is actually rooted in the science of the weather.
Trending sounds like something from a movie.
Process we call bombogenesis.
Bombogenesis.
Is that what we're about to get hit with?
Well, I would go old school.
Some calling this a winter bomb cyclone.
A bomb cyclone?
Gripping the nation. Well, here's the deal. The big thing this week that we ought to talk about, and this is a word I like to say, bombogenesis. That's that big word. 10 to 18 inches of snow.
Wow.
So this low pressure system is going to be very active. We're going to have a cold front that's going to push through. It's really going to result in some precipitation, so you may want to bundle up and put on your galoshes.
Are you tired of little boys trying to talk like weathermen, telling you what the weather may or may not be? Then turn to News 4's John Mackey and his storm tracker, AccuCast. John Mackey doesn't just tell you about the weather. He grabs that bird weather and pounds it into little pathetic shards, then shoves those shards into your face.
I'll get you inside the storm. I'll let you live the storm. Be the storm.
Oh, as weather hits all over the country, you may be a victim of this. And when I say victim, I'm laughing because it's, are we just wuss bags or you can't handle any weather at all?
Yeah.
Or is it just the hokiness of those broadcasts that are just getting crazy? Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Glad you're with us. Uncle Milty's with me. Chris Ann Hall, join us in just a minute. I mean, which is it? Are we wussier?
No, it has nothing to do with the weather.
Okay.
It has to do with promoting climate change. So any variation in weather is now a catastrophe because it's climate change.
Yes, you're right. You're right. People freak out. They didn't used to freak out. We used to be a little more, I don't know, capable of dealing with, you know, degrees of weather.
Do you know that human beings actually lived prior to air conditioning in hot, arid countries?
No.
They did. Yeah.
They worked it out.
Yeah.
They even walked over planes wearing nothing but just cotton. It's amazing that we made it.
I don't know how we did.
Oh, I don't either. We're going to be talking about a couple of things. In fact, I want to ask Chris Ann Hall. There was another headline about this. The headline was unanimous Supreme Court excessive fines unconstitutional, but it's not exactly telling the tale because it's a good thing that they're saying what they're saying. This is what Ginsburg, is she still alive? Ginsburg wrote, protection against excessive fines has been a constant shield throughout Anglo-American history for good reason. Such fines undermine other liberties. They can be used to retaliate against or chill the speech of political enemies. They can also be employed not in service of penal purposes, but as a source of revenue. And then Clarence Thomas agreed that also, but he cited some different reasons on why they cannot issue these excessive fines. And this stemmed from a case where the guy was pulled over and he was actually accused of something criminal, but they took his $42,000 car and took that. And that was why this case rose to the Supreme Court level, was he was fighting that. So kind of interesting. In this case, also, I think this was, wasn't this Indiana? This was, well, there's a, yep, here we go. Chrisanne, did you want to comment on this? Welcome to the show, Chrisanne Hall.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I do have to clear up a couple of things. The Supreme Court did not make an assessment on excessive fines and civil asset forfeiture.
Right.
That matter was already decided by the Indiana court. As a matter of fact, the entire opinion is not even about civil asset forfeiture, the excessiveness of fines. It's all about the what we call the incorporation doctrine.
Right.
And so the entire opinion is crafted in such a way not to say that civil asset forfeiture is unconstitutional, not even to say that this act by the state of Indiana was excessive, but to say that the Supreme Court has jurisdiction over this because that was the only thing that was really before the Supreme Court. So we keep seeing these headlines that say this is a victory, Supreme Court sides against civil asset forfeiture, sides against excessive fines. They never actually did that. All they did was reaffirm an expansive nature of federal power.
Right. Right. So there is something called selective incorporation. So the Supreme Court has used a doctrine of selective incorporation, interpreting the 14th Amendment under what is called the incorporation doctrine as having applied the Bill of Rights to the U.S. Constitution, and whereby the justices can decide which amendments do apply to the states and local governments and which do not. What do you have to say about that?
You know, I think what you have down, if you are able to actually read the opinion itself, you have to read Clarence Thomas's concurrence at the bottom. Now, he concurs with the decision that, yes, the incorporation doctrine does apply, or the Eighth Amendment, rather, applies through the incorporation doctrine, because that was the entire question.
Right.
Does the Eighth Amendment apply through the incorporation doctrine? Does the Supreme Court have jurisdiction over a state through the Eighth Amendment? Now, what Justice Thomas does is he says, I agree with that. But then he goes on to bash the Supreme Court inconsistent and what he calls oxymoronic interpretation of the 14th Amendment. It is, and of course, because it's a concurrence and not the main opinion, it has really no legal weight to it. But his argument is very, very encouraging and amusing at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, in a separate opinion, he added that the right to be free of excessive fines is one of the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States protected by the 14th Amendment. The end. I mean, it's so clear. And so that, and I don't know what's worse is all news, they keep referring to Supreme Court ruling instead of Supreme Court opinion. Does that just drive you crazy?
It drives me nuts, Kate. But you know what is most exciting about this opinion?
What's up?
I mean, we talked about it today on the Chrisanne Hall Show. I've just been giddy about it. Uncle Milty will be able to share in this giddiness. For 10 years, Kate, I have now been traveling the country teaching the history of the Constitution and how the five British Liberty Charters created the Constitution. Nobody else has been teaching this, and it hasn't been taught for decades. Now, all of a sudden, this Supreme Court opinion is now quoting these five documents as the source of power for the source of understanding and history for the Constitution.
Exciting, isn't
that
it?
That is awesome.
It is really awesome. Now, I want letters of apologies from all the fruitcake liberal professors that mocked me over the years for saying things like this. And telling me that I'm a nutter. Okay, so now the people, the very oligarchs they worship, have now quoted my classes and given me my day. I'm just excited about that.
Yeah, yeah. I love that, and I'm glad, and I'm so grateful to you for the work that you've been doing for a long time unnoticed, and then it's been great to see people picking up on this. You're going to be on Newsmax, and you've been on Fox News, and you're trying to educate people there, and also educate people on C-SPAN, and I love that that's taken off, and that people are starting to give you your due. I think that's great, because you need to be heard. And in this kind of stuff, CAF was appearing the same people under CAF. The officers could seize that cash and can seize things if they just on a whim, if they wanted to. And it violates the Fourth Amendment and of unreasonable search and seizure and Fifth Amendment against taking property without due process of law. And there's so many violations that we're up against as citizens. And if you're not out there teaching, if we don't start pointing that out, people just think that it can't, this stuff, we have to absolutely make notice that this stuff is going on consistently. And how else are we going to stop it?
What's discouraging, Kate, is that you have this matter before the Supreme Court. The very issue of civil asset forfeiture is a complete and total violation of due process. There is absolutely nothing constitutional about civil asset forfeiture. Mm-hmm. But the reality of the situation is, Kate, there's going to have to be some kind of true intellectual revolution for the Supreme Court to ever say anything about that, because so much of the federal government relies on that. And now that we have William Barr as Attorney General, mm-hmm. who's going to ramp up civil asset forfeiture and the destruction of the people's rights, it's no wonder to me why the Supreme Court so narrowly crafted this opinion to not actually touch civil asset forfeiture.
Interesting.
Because it's too strong of a power.
Interesting.
But they allowed it to be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, there are small victories. We are making small movements in the right direction. That's why I was so excited, Uncle Milty, that they mm-hmm. actually referenced those mm-hmm. the documents of the 1100 Charter of Liberties, the Magna Carta, the Petition
right.
of Rights, the Grand Remonstrance, and the English Bill of Rights. You know, my husband, it made him angry. He said, this proves what I've been saying for years, that
yep.
these people know this. They are not ignorant of this
right.
history, but they choose to ignore it because it doesn't fit their power paradigm.
Yep, and as this is the governing document, we only have about 45 seconds. This is the governing document, and there's a lot of that are seeking after a con to change this document. And this document is the only thing that can provide us wins at this point at all. And your 30 seconds on con that they're trying to really get people on board with right now. Coming
well,
up
you know, here's the problem. Until the American people in general have a better understanding of the Constitution and its proper application, my vote is to leave it alone and we
yeah.
enforce it as it's written rather than trying to change it, because there's too many dangerous people out there trying to make it say what it's not.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And look what we're going through just with the original document that's been in place. Can you even imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine
yeah.
any other
changes? Well, there's
a
libertarian article out there that says it's the Constitution that's failed. No, it's not
no.
the Constitution that's failed. It's the people that have failed the Constitution.
And case in point, exactly what we're talking about
yep.
today. So there's so many
yep.
examples of this. Thank you so much. ChrisAnnHall.com.
God bless you guys.
Thank you. Appreciate you. She's awesome. ChrisAnnHall.com. Check out her radio show, too. She's just fantastic. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Shop our Tempur-Pedic Presidents' Day sale going on now and save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. See for yourself why it's the most recommended bed in America. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the Tempur-Pedic that's right for you. Plus, 72 months no interest and up to $300 instant store credit and free delivery. Shop Best Mattress today, your Tempur-Pedic headquarters, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
You've been waiting, and now it's here. The newest Little Caesars is now open across the street from Desert Hills High School. Best of all, you can order on the new Little Caesars app. Walk in, skip the line, and get your pizza in seconds out of the new Little Caesars pizza portal. And you're out the door. And right now, stop in and get a free 2-liter when you order any pizza online. Use promo code FREE2L1. Stop in and check out the newest Little Caesars today and get the best pizza value in America. Now open across the street from Desert Hills High School. The easiest way to pizza just got easier.
My name's Tanya Bronson. I've been in recovery for over 18 years, and I work for Lionsgate Recovery. The emotional piece for me was a lot of self-shame. I had no idea that there was another way to live, to be able to take my own experience and give some hope. We want everyone to have a sense of belonging, to engage on a level. It does bring a sense of unity, belonging, and we never have to be alone again.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery helping people find recovery.
NASCAR crashes Las Vegas.
Big damage on Kurt Busch's car.
For Pennzoil 400 weekend.
Had a lot of smoke in the cockpit.
It's high stakes and insane speed at America's Racing Showplace.
He'll pinch Joey Logano to the middle ground.
Pennzoil 400 weekend tickets are going fast at LVMS.com or call 800-644-4444.
Cash in big and leave Las Vegas a winner.
NASCAR's fastest weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, your next car is just a click away. Avoid the hassle of the car lot shuffle at NewbieBuickGMC.com. You can easily search cars and trucks by make, model, and feature. Check out the complete lineup of 2019 GMCs and Buicks. Right now, you can get a savings of over $11,000 off MSRP on 2019 GMC 1500 trucks. And get special deals on GMC Acadias, heavy-duty Duramax diesel trucks, and Buick LaCrosse. All of them include manufacturer deals like select cash and bonus cash in addition to the already low newbie price. Call today and ask for me, Todd Johnson, and I will make your first car payment up to $500. You heard right. In addition to all the great deals and rebates Newbie has to offer, I am going to make your first car payment for you.
Shop online for your car anywhere you are. Go to NewbieBuickGMC.com for specials and daily updates. Experience car buying the newbie way at NewbieBuickGMC.com today. And don't forget, Todd Johnson is making your first car payment.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commission even when you lose your money? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Safe money accounts can provide bonuses of up to 20%, participation in stock market gains, and minimum guaranteed growth of up to 7.5% for up to 20 years with a guaranteed lifetime income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for the Safe Money Radio Show on KZNU every Friday at 5 to 6 p.m. drive time. You can also call Lyle Boss now for your free customized safe money information kit and a 115-page safe money book. Call 1-855-355-SAFE. That's 855-355-7233.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Shelly L. said,
"Most knowledgeable doctor on the entire functionality of the whole body. He taught me the importance of health and the damage inflammation has on overall health. Once I changed my focus on eliminating inflammation with his dedication and unwavering support, because it was not easy, but worth it. I not only lost weight, I am free of fatigue, chemo side effects, and able to stay in remission by being healthier. It was a life changer for me."
This is Dr. Joshua Redd, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry.
Hey there, welcome back. Tom Jones. Welcome back. Big thank you to Chris Ann Hall. You can go to chrisannhall.com, and she'll be on Newsmax a little later today, and so wish her well. And, you know, the ConCon, there's a couple things I want to address, and ConCon is one of them. This is the convention of the states, mm-hmm. and they're really, really trying to, in any way, shape, or form, to get this through. And it's really disturbing on a lot of levels because we don't realize what can happen. So former Senator Coburn was finding another excuse for a constitutional convention. He was trying to sort of rally people into wanting one. He kind of feels like it can solve every problem. Mm. And so
I don't think that's how he feels.
He's really pushing for this. And so in 1787, the Constitutional Convention, which produced our present Constitution, the delegates back 1787, they were likewise restricted to the sole purpose of revising the Articles of Confederation, which was the Constitution that the U.S. had at the time. And they exceeded their mandate. They wrote an entirely new document. So have that be as, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. it's interesting, okay? So additionally, any amendments to the Articles of Confederation required not 3/4 of the states to ratify, as our present ratification method would say, but rather a unanimous consent of all the states, because they didn't want that changed. And so that requirement clearly was lowered to 3/4 in order to get the new Constitution ratified. And so coming into, you know, now, we have a lot of states that are considering this, and they're laying this out as an option in conservative, in our own conservative radio, as mm-hmm. as the option, and they're really pushing for this. I know Mark Levine is, Glenn Beck is, and I completely 100% disagree. He is basically saying Washington will never fix itself. This is Coburn. But Trump's election signifies that Washington's current political establishment is on its last legs and that this is the only hope. And that's why I'm glad that Chris Ann had 30 seconds at least on this, because and she's talked about this at length on the show before. But if we move to make that the next thing that we do to fix everything, which there are no quick fixes to our ignorance, that's the problem. That's the real problem. Because we keep voting these people in. We keep doing this as a people. We're the problem. That this isn't a quick fix, because we don't even understand the one we have.
Well, that's
complete ignorance.
That's exactly what a constitutional convention is. It's a bunch of people who are ignorant of the law asking people they don't trust to rewrite the law that they don't understand.
Wow, makes perfect sense. I can't imagine why we're not lining up.
Why would we be in trouble? They could actually make slavery legal.
Yeah. It is asking these same jokers that we put into office to that fix something and then abide by it. This is insane. You don't think they're going to write in advantages and pork and things into this?
They are.
I mean, of course they are. And so to even think about giving them 5 seconds to rewrite the Constitution, and then they say, well, the other excuse is, well, we're just going to go in and pinpoint certain things. That isn't true.
A lot of people believe that, though.
I know.
And no, you can't say ahead of time, we're only going to address this issue. Mm-hmm. Once the Constitution opens, they can do anything they want.
Yeah. And this is huge. It's a huge, huge problem. So, so Madison actually was against this. And so was George Washington. Do you remember me talking about the letter, George Washington? Mm-hmm. So that letter that was up for auction actually alluded to the fact that, oh, hey, the reason they were even able to do the Constitution was divine intervention. And that was a very huge part of this. In fact, it's one of the few letters that actually alludes to that completely. Is divine intervention in being able to do that document. And so within this letter, it also talks about the fact that this is what Washington wrote in that letter. That letter that was up for auction, we talked about this last week. It would seem that the public gazettes, that the minority in your state are preparing for another attack of the now adopted government. How formidable it may be, I know not. But that providence that has hitherto smiled on the honest endeavors of the well-meaning part of the people of this country will not, I trust, withdraw its support with them at the crisis. And he was very suspicious of the destructive power inherent in conventions.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about this, and he said many proponents of the Constitution, you know, considered that second convention merely the means whereby opponents of the newly ratified charter would weave threads of discord into the fabric of the Union. So there were some states that were wanting to change it, and he said no. He said you're nuts to try and even change what we've got right now, and what we've got right now works. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi there. Good. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Can I just put my 2 cents in on this convention thing?
Sure.
The thing that, this is what I don't understand about it. Sometimes when they talk about it, they're selling it. They're like, you know, and we can do this and get rid of these problems, like you say, pinpoint stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is you got a 50-50 shot as to whether the Second Amendment makes it.
Mm-hmm. Whoops.
Right? Yep. Whether, mm-hmm. Whether it will or won't. It's a 50-50 shot. I know that they've done kind of mock conventions,
yeah,
but those mock conventions have only been attended by one side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
When you open up the thing, you don't have to get a 2/3 majority for anything anymore.
That's a great point.
To put it in.
Mm-hmm.
I frankly think that it would, you know, make things a whole lot worse because the government's going to assume much more power than it would have otherwise. I would assume that it's going to have Marxist language in it.
Uh-huh.
If they actually open it up. And that's the fear for me, is that we think, oh, they'll be able to, you know, solidify whatever right, and it's not going to happen. You have a 50-50 shot at best that what you want is going to go in. And so that's my problem with convention.
Yep, you point out some really great thoughts. Thank mm-hmm. you for that. I really appreciate it, and I concur. I don't think anything good at this point. Look at who we have running Congress. We say it's mm-hmm. a swamp, yet we want to say, hey, swamp, will you rewrite yeah. this document? That is our only hope in court to point to, by the way. To have government protection of our rights, which we currently really don't have very much of.
Well, and I think he's being very generous when he says 50-50.
Yeah.
More, I mean, like 80-20.
Look how much they're subverting the Constitution right now.
Without
changing it. They're reinterpreting it. They are throwing it into court constantly.
They're ignoring it.
They're blatantly ignoring it. They are deriving authority that isn't in there. I mean, just think about that for just a second. They're deriving authority to put money into programs they have no authority to do. Yet these are the same people that you want to change the Constitution to what? Make it viable, more viable for them to do that?
Mm-hmm.
To give themselves more authority? When they open that up, the problem is that we don't realize that they will go from start to finish. They will never be pinpointing a certain part of it. And even if they guarantee you that, it won't happen. They can go after the entire document once it's open on the floor.
Yep.
Hi, caller. Turn your volume down. That way we're not echoing. There you go. Go right ahead.
Is that better?
Yes, go right ahead.
Kate, love your program. You're getting you're so much better than when you started.
I take that as a huge compliment from 7 years ago. Thank you.
Yes. As you know, the new Constitution has already been written,
mm-hmm.
and they've been implementing it. And the Center of the Study for Democratic Institutions in Santa Barbara, California, published it. And, you know, there are copies out there. You can find copies.
Mm-hmm.
And Rexford G. Tugwell wrote a piece on why we need a new constitution and how to pass it. And what you have been saying is exactly how they're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. We just can't listen to this. We just cannot take this in as a quick fix, because we have to educate the people. That's our fix, and it won't be quick. And what they're trying to present to everybody is, oh, see, even though you've been ignorant for decades upon decades, it's okay now, because we're just going to let them run rampant on the Constitution. They're going to fix everything, and now they're going to listen to the document, even though they're not listening to it now. It makes zero sense.
I agree, but the people are ignorant because they have no desire for liberty. They have no desire to learn. They've been taught that bureaucracy is everything, and you can't change City Hall, so why try?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you and Chris Ann, I don't like Mark Levin one bit. Mm-hmm. I don't like Rush Limbaugh. I heard him today defending this Smollett guy as a youngster who was just trying to get his position in the corporate ladder elevated. It's terrible.
It is terrible, and I so appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for those kind words.
No. Thank you for being there, Kate. Thank you for being there, and because you're a target, okay?
Yeah.
And so all I can say is be sure you go out shooting twice a month.
Thanks for that. Appreciate that. Yeah, I've had my share of death threats. So thank you. I really appreciate it. I started 7 years ago, and I was what you would probably consider a neocon. I wasn't very up on starting in the talk radio business. What can I say? How can I describe that? I was just basically kind of stupid. I really didn't know. And I had to start studying 4 to 5 hours a day, which I still do to this day, except for Saturdays. 4 to 5 hours a day, and at least. And that's the at least mark. Just to understand what is really going on. And I still don't know everything and don't pretend to. But I will tell you this, the truth matters. And if we as Americans could all spend that amount of time really studying, you'd probably find some of the same conclusions I've found, right? Going down those same roads. And we just don't spend enough time because we regurgitate headlines. We regurgitate headlines. And so if Mark Levin and Glenn and everybody, and I was on Glenn's network for 3 years, if they all come out and say, yeah, we need to do a con in this country to change the Constitution, there are going to be a lot of conservatives that follow along with that line of thinking without ever thinking what's going to happen when people do this.
I want to read this paragraph.
Okay.
Because it really says what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
America, we've got some bad news. Our Constitution isn't going to make it. It's had 224 years of commendable, often glorious service. But there's a time for everything.
Oh,
and the government shutdown and permanent crisis governance signal that it's time to think about moving on. No society can make a perpetual constitution, Thomas Jefferson wrote to James Madison in 1789, the year ours took effect. The earth belongs always to the living generation and not the dead. Every constitution, then, and every law naturally expires at the end of 19 years. By that calculation, we're more than 200 years behind schedule for a hard look at changing the Constitution.
Oh, my gosh. The Constitution is not the problem. It's the only thing we have. And we better desperately grasp onto it, understand it, and use it.
It's ignoring the Constitution that's the problem.
Yes, and they've been ignoring it for a long time, hijacking it, reinterpreting it, making it seem like it's a document nobody can understand, even though it's not written in Chinese, as Chris Ann Hall always says. It's very understandable. It's point blank.
We just
seek to infringe upon it. So no con. Don't let anyone talk you into that. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls.
Even in the desert, the temperatures can drop significantly. Save money and keep your family warm and cozy throughout the fall and winter months with a furnace checkup from A. Zion Mechanical. A poorly functioning or broken heating system can cause expensive repairs and high energy bills. Let A. Zion Mechanical save you money on your energy costs by providing you with the highest quality service. Call A. Zion Mechanical today for the $69.99 furnace checkup. They'll have you up and running the same day. Or visit azionmechanical.com.
Hello, Americans. It's Abe Lincoln. Did you hear? The President's Day sale at Ashley Home Store has been extended.
For a few more days, you can save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Yes, just for a couple of more days, save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Get this panel bed for $199, this beautiful five-piece dining room set for just $279, or this comfy sofa for just $499. Accent chairs starting at $79, or accent tables starting at $99. Come into the Ashley Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and get 1 year, no interest, no minimum purchase, and queen power bed set starting at $499.
Presidential savings indeed. But hurry, this sale is extended for a limited time.
The President's Day sale has been extended, so don't miss out. Happening right now at the Ashley Home Store. East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Quality Lenders.
Do you need cash right now? Since 2003, Quality Lenders has been providing you with the cash you need when you need it. At Quality Lenders, we understand that car repairs, medical bills, or other unexpected and unplanned expenses can happen to anyone. Quality Lenders is simply your best choice for those little financial hiccups. We keep it easy and affordable. There's never an application fee or a processing fee, and the faster you pay off the loan, the less it costs you. So if you need cash right now, apply online at qualitylendersinc.com or stop in. We are located on the corner of Bluff Street and St. George Boulevard. Si necesita dinero en efectivo, cuente con Quality Lenders.
Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality Lenders.
Gold Ore Store is the best place in southern Utah and Nevada to buy gold and silver. Those who know this tend to keep it a secret because they want all the deals for themselves. We laugh about this, but want you to know that the time to buy gold and silver has never been better than right now. The market is ripe with the most incredible deals ever on 1 ounce gold and silver rounds. The Gold Ore Store, 7 North Main Street, St. George. Call 703-9119 or goldorestore.com.
It's the Love Your Floor sale going on now at Ogden's Flooring and Design with prices you'll love on carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and more. Plus, get a free premium pad upgrade and lifetime labor warranty on carpet and 0% interest for 12 months OAC.
This is Jill at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Come experience our showroom complete with furniture, window coverings, and more. Everything from your floor to ceiling. We've got you covered. We're near Costco on 850 North. See you soon.
This is Valerie Hansen. I'm here to talk to you about Novatio Orthopedics and Dr. Michael Manning.
About 6 weeks ago, we both had a procedure done. This procedure has completely changed our lives. We are so happy. Dr. Manning has been able to help us with everything. We are having so much fun. We're able to do things that we, neither one, have been able to do for years. My husband's gone hunting. I've been on a vacation. Even walking through Costco without pain is incredible to us. Our family and our friends have noticed how much this has changed our lives, and we're excited to become more healthy and active. There's nothing more exciting than knowing that after 60, life hasn't stopped. If you're looking for a pain-free way of life, you need to call Dr. Michael Manning at Novatio Orthopedics.
Call Novatio 435-688-1152 or visit novatioortho.com.
Miracles occur every day for sick children in our community.
I have chronic granulomatous disease, which is an immune deficiency disease.
A brain tumor.
But they need your help to keep those miracles happening.
Leukemia.
Hi, I'm Freddie. Support courageous children battling life-threatening illness and become a miracle maker today. Learn more and donate at cmnhospitals.org.
Thank you.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When I die and I lay me to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky.
There you go. Doing a little white man overbite for you. Some of these songs are just so classic. I mean, they just, I don't know, there's just some songs like Sweet Home Alabama too. Just love it every time I hear it. I don't know. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts. I appreciate that. There's over 6,000 hours of show there. So many things we've covered, I can't even tell you. There's Okay. Oh, by the way, you can also email me, Kate, at katedalyradio.com. And thank you for those of you that support the show. Even a little bit helps. And let me just tell you, you can PayPal Kate at katedalyradio.com. But I'm telling you, it's needed. As Uncle Milty and I launch into the news daily, and we sit there and shake our head, and you just can't believe some of the stuff you're hearing, and we're going to cover a lot of them on the show today. We have a lot on the docket. I marvel at what we have to deal with. And I was explaining to my son, who has some liberal friends, and I was explaining to him that everything we talk about on the show, you can dial back to principle, and how important that is, because liberals and a lot of neocons sometimes have a hard time walking it back to a principle. They think they know what they believe in. They're very strong in their conviction. Liberals think they know what they believe. They hear a headline and they regurgitate a headline, but they can't walk it back to a principle like don't steal from other people. That's a principle. Don't steal from other people. Very, very simple. Mm-hmm. Okay. The founders knew this. The founders, the way that this document was written and why they debated so much over every word was they went back in history and looked at what worked and what didn't and what could be implemented that would safeguard the people, making sure they had more power than the government. And the government was only supposed to be in a very limited role protecting certain rights. This is why the Constitution was not listing every single right we had, because they knew it could get changed. They knew that that would be dangerous. And so what they did was they took this the document of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they wrote it so that it would be a protection for government, the very limited role government would play, outlining what government was supposed to protect. And so There's reasons why this document is so special and why you can go back to it. There were two articles some big hits were coming in 2013 on this CONCON. And then you started hearing everybody talking about it. And they're still talking about it right now to get everybody mm-hmm. going on this, especially Mark Levine. And everybody says to me, he's an expert. How do you know what you're talking about? Because I can walk this back to principle and tell you that this does not align with principles, and it does not align with this document and us not listening to this document. On The Atlantic, which is very liberal, they had an article from 2013, the U.S. needs a new constitution and here's how to write it. And then it said, let's face it, what worked well 224 years ago is no longer the best we can do. Oh my gosh, I'm horrified. Here's another one, The Nation, very, very liberal. And the U.S. Constitution is over two centuries old and it's showing its age. To fix our system, we need a new constitutional convention. And that was from a year ago. And these hits have kept coming and coming and coming. They did this in the 90s. I had Don Fotheringham on the show. He talked about how he fought all of this. And he had to go to 22 states to convince them that this was not the way to go. And he actually did it. And he said it was by divine providence that he was able to go in and get them to change their minds in a very short period of time. Sometimes a 20-minute speech was all it took.
Wow.
And they completely changed their minds on allowing us to open up the Constitution. But you're going to be hearing a lot about this year. In fact, at the end of last year, I said, this will be 2019, what they're really going to start pushing. And they are. So there's numerous articles about it right now. They're really pushing this idea, and we can't afford this idea. All of the things that have made government a swamp, NGOs, non-governmental organizations getting your tax dollars, lobbyists controlling everything, lobbyists being able to control the purse strings and control the members of Congress and the Senate, the think tanks that write the bills that are never, they were never supposed to be in the picture. We weren't supposed to allow think tanks to write all of our policies. That's why they have a 3,000-page bill at the ready, is because they've already had it written. And then, never-ending salaries for these jokers, their own bank in basically their own country because of its location. They get their own secretive little bank that works apart from all the other banks where they can house their dollars. And the significant money that's made on the side as they're bought and sold with no investigations ever, with hardly anyone ever being subject to an investigation over this. And this is just a few of the items. And there's hundreds of items that have made this a swamp that they've taken the Constitution. They've given themselves authority they've never had in the Constitution, given that to themselves and said, we can do this. And the people don't feel like they can fight it because they're fighting their own tax dollars in fighting the machine that gets to do it.
And if you're hoping that ethics will get in the way, don't worry, it won't. You know Ocasio Cortez?
Useful dash idiot.
When
she first
was elected, there was a big brouhaha about whether or not she would be able to afford an apartment in Washington, D.C. Remember that?
Yeah, because she's a waitress.
But now she's living in an extremely expensive, elite place.
While calling for socialism and fairness of housing.
But she's living in this elite
of course she is.
Area of Washington, D.C. now.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive.
Yeah. So
how
Bernie.
Did that happen?
Well, Bernie backed this new group that's backing her and a lot of people running in 2020. Soros is dedicating $100 million to four swing states to get people to buy into socialism and to get these jokers elected that would make socialism the new norm. So a con would work in their favor. See, if they can get the con to, I don't know, maybe change its language to be more helpful in our little exercise in socialism that we've been taking in for more than 100 years. And so doesn't that seem convenient?
They could even copy some things out of the Russian constitution.
it's amazing to me. It's completely amazing that we are even having to talk about this because of our non-adherence to the constitution. They're blaming it because of our non-adherence to the constitution and our ignorance as the people. They're blaming the document and wanting to change the document. And that's the problem that Mark Levine won't really address. So he says, well, the Constitution has this as a little trap door that we can go through and have a quick fix. But he doesn't address the fact that we're not even abiding by the one we have. What makes you think because you change it, we're going to abide by that? Because they're going to change it to their favor.
Right.
They're not going to make their lives harder and give themselves less authority. Are you kidding? They're going to buoy their authority up in the new Constitution. That's exactly why they want to change it.
Sure.
Got to derive it from somewhere because people keep asking, well, you don't have the authority when they wake up.
And they're going to give themselves more right to use theft, to take our stuff, to redistribute it.
Yep.
And this is why communism always fails, because the people who produce finally say, then I'm not producing.
Yeah.
And the minute that happens, it collapses.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets violent.
Yeah.
And they start killing people.
You know what pulled Russia out of this was a desire to implement capitalism.
That's right.
They still have their issues, but they implemented capitalism under Putin. Yeltsin, on the fall of the Soviet Union, was a CIA coup. And people don't realize that. And they don't realize it was, it was Senior Bush and a lot of people within this cabal that wanted to basically take all the assets and get them for pennies on the dollar. Soros and all of these guys wanted all those assets. And so they put it through banks here owned by Bush's brother, but Jonathan. But the big story there is that they would have kept going in that direction. And they certainly wanted to profit off of what they could at the time. But it never works. And at some point, you have a Venezuela. At some you end up in that situation. Now, that situation was also brought along by a lot of exterior things, too, kind of hitting at them as well. But the whole idea of socialism has never worked. This is exactly why the founders, this wasn't a new idea. Our Constitution wasn't a new idea by the founders. They looked in history and they said, this is what works. This idea. And those ideas came from the 1600s, the 1500s. They came from certain individuals that are never even named in history that said that the people needed to govern. The people needed to govern the government. That we needed to be in charge of the government. And so what the main essential part of the con that I hope is the takeaway from this is that if they open up the con and you have the swamp, the very wolves redesigning the hen house, they're going to give themselves more access and more authority. They're never going to give themselves less. They can't even stick to the less amount that they have right now.
Right.
So what makes you think the nature of man and power they're going to limit themselves? They're never going to limit themselves. So they're just going to increase their own power, but through a written document. We will not have any vehicle that we can point to in a Supreme Court and say, but this is the Constitution. We will not have that anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's such a big deal. We talk about it a lot on the show because it's a huge deal that we have to understand.
And a lot of people say, well, you really don't have to worry because if they do it badly, it'll never be ratified. And, you know, that's not, according to Don Fotheringham, you best not count on that.
Yeah.
Don Fotheringham wrote The Present Makers.
Uh-huh.
According to him,
it's a must read.
You cannot stand on that because who knows? These are the same people right now that are screaming for socialism.
Yeah.
So why would they not ratify it?
Yeah. Do you know there's only about five people I actually trust in elected office right now in the United States?
That many?
A whole five. Do you know I wouldn't even want them to do this?
No.
And I hope that speaks volumes because I wouldn't even want them to do it. Because it doesn't need to be done. It only needs to be adhered to. And if we adhered to it, we wouldn't have all of these problems.
That's
you wouldn't
right.
see the NGOs and the lobbyists and the think tanks, and you wouldn't see the authority that they give themselves. You would not see this because they would be bound by the Constitution because of the adherence to it. You wouldn't have these issues. So many things could have been solved if we could have just adhered to it. Yet, why isn't that the answer? And for these conservative talk show hosts, my fellow comrades, why they're pushing this? Are they told to push it? You know, you have a massive audience. Are they told to push this? Well, I have to believe that, yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason that they're doing this, trying to get the conservatives on board. And it's really unfortunate. So please pass the word that we can't ever allow that to happen. That, I can't even imagine the destruction. We have a hard enough time now, but if you can get into a courtroom and show the judge, but this is the Constitution. I have these God-given
yes.
rights that the government's supposed to protect. That was the only reason that even landed in that appellate court was for the excessive fines, right?
Yes.
Was
mm-hmm.
because they could say, this is the Constitution.
That's right.
So if he didn't have that, that wouldn't have...
Wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had that result. So please, please pass the word. And we just need to have so many more voices. And this is why I'm not bought and sold media. Yeah. This is exactly why.
Of course, if they took out the habeas corpus,
uh-huh.
that would be good. Then they could just throw us in jail for nothing.
Oh, my gosh. Look at what we have. We have secret prisons right now in the United States of America. CMUs, Communication Management Units.
Well, how can they have that?
Congress won't adhere. Congress have given themselves the authority to rule over these, even though they don't. They give these prisons carte blanche to do whatever they want to people.
They pay them well.
No right. Yeah, absolutely no rights. Yes, they do. And we have secret prisons in the United States. Do we have people in prison right now that should have never been in prison? And it's a joke. And you can say, well, yeah, but that will always happen. Yeah, to a certain degree. So to a certain degree, yes, innocent people will go to prison. But we have the state winning almost 98% of their cases now against the people of America. How do they win 98% of their cases? Because they have our tax dollars to do it. Whoever made that legal? Whoever said that they could do that? See, they've given themselves so much authority. And if we, the people, don't start getting smarter. So the only fix is to fix our ignorance. That's it. That's the only fix. It's the only one that's going to work. And if we don't fix our ignorance and a significant percentage of Americans understand the Constitution is written, if we don't do that, then we're done.
On a brighter note,
is there one?
I think they're scared to death that we're waking up
mm-hmm.
and we're going to figure this out before they can get in there and rewrite the Constitution.
Yeah. And I'm hoping more and more voices will speak out that are logical on this and that aren't appealing to people's emotion. Do you know everyone likes a quick fix? Wouldn't you like a quick fix for all your parenting stuff that
sure.
you've done? Wouldn't you like a quick fix for anything in your life that hasn't resulted in something great? Yes, we would all love it. Fact is, though,
they don't happen.
They don't happen. It doesn't work. Quick fixes aren't not there. It's a mirage. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We have a lot to talk about. Jesse Smollett, get up to date on that. A rumor about Romney that's very interesting I want to bring up, and all kinds of stuff. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.
The 2018 Lincoln MKZ at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is refined power at your control. With an available twin turbocharged 3.0-liter engine producing 400 horsepower, it's an exhilarating driving experience. And with MKZ retractable panoramic glass roof, change your outlook with a simple press of a button. Right now, you can get 0% for 60 months and up to $3,800 in total savings from MSRP. Of $52,360 on the new 2018 Lincoln MKZ. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. In-stock inventory only. See dealer for details.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio 1450.
FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.